everybody, and welcome back to the Pressing Coverage Podcast. We're going to be talking more about the NFL today. But first, I'm Mason, one of your hosts. And as always, I'm joined by the one, the only, the man that decides that it's a great idea to punt within your own 40-yard line. It's Max Wiener. Max, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, man, if you just do, like, Kaufman's corner, just, like, get it right down there at the 2-yard line. Great defense. It's okay. You just get the safety. You just get, like, the short kick, and then you got a short field. That's my plan. That's all what I do in all the time. It's great.
Kaufman's corner. Max, you sound like... Max, is your voice okay? Because you kind of sound like you're on one of those, like, anonymous shows where, like, your face is just blacked out and, like, your voice has just changed.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just going through, like... I don't know.
Are you going through, as Khalil Mack calls it, second puberty?
That'd be kind of cool. Another 4 inches.
Yeah, man, that would be pretty cool. And then you could play like actual football.
Yeah, maybe. Like, too bad I just graduated college. I could just like walk on.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, grad transfer, but do something. But yeah, so today, like we mentioned last week, we're going to talk about the AFC West, which I think will be, if not the best, probably the second best division in football. So, Max, let's jump right in with our pressing question for each team. All right, Max, we're gonna start with last year's division winner, the Kansas City Chiefs. Max, what is your question for them?
So, for the Kansas City Missouri Chiefs, my question for them is, can you establish consistency? So last year, they were 13th in points for, 20th in total yards, 7th in points given up, and 20th in yards up, which equates to being the fourth team in the league. But Mason, does that sound like numbers for the fourth best team in the league for you?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I remember people talking about that a lot. Like, they were at times a bend but don't break defense, but the reason why they ended up being okay is because they had these guys named Eric Berry and Marcus Peters who are just ball hawks and can take the ball away at will. And, you know, I remember there was a game where Ryan Fitzmagic for the Jets, which this might not be fair to say because, you know, how can you judge anyone when they play a Jets offense? But the Chiefs had 7 interceptions, and I think 2 of those were from Eric Berry, and I think 2 of those were from Marcus Peters, but I don't remember exactly the stats. But yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because yes, while they might give up a lot of yards, those yards might not always result in a touchdown. So,
well, still were, so they had takeaways in 16.5% of all their drives. That's ludicrous. Yes. Numbers. Amazing. Like, that's great for your, great to be able to turn over the ball like that, but I don't see that as being a very consistent stat that year upon year. But they didn't get points, which weirdly enough they were good in terms of rushing defense against touchdowns, but they were very much mediocre in terms of giving up passing touchdowns. Stats just don't line up with how good they were in terms of how they finished the year. So I'm just very skeptical on how well I think they performed above what they should have.
Well,
so they were expecting on 10 wins and they got 12.
Well, that's what happens when you have Andy Reid as your head coach. You know, Andy Reid.
True.
He came in there and I think it was a 2-14 team or something horrible, and then he just turned it around. You know, you kind of have a – trying to fit a square peg in a round hole with Alex Smith as quarterback, the Stormin' Mormon, as you like to call him. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is with last year, they didn't have they lost Justin Houston for a couple games, so that hurt. I'm kind of concerned about their front seven, their defense this year. They lost Dontari Poe. And I don't know how good their rushing is, their edge rushing will be. Not that it needs to be great, because Andy, you know, they have Andy Reid as the offensive guru. But, you know, I think there's a good chance that we see this team go 8-8 next year.
That's my. I think they're gonna regress hard.
Yeah. I. You know. Well, I don't know what you mean by hard, but because, you know, when I say hard, I'm thinking.
they're going to go from an elite team to an average team.
Okay. That's, I mean, yeah, I don't totally disagree with that, but I feel like also, I feel like they're going to win like 9 games pretty, not easily, but I think you can lock them in for 9 games because Andy Reid, but that's the prediction. Well, we'll get to the prediction pod sometime later, but that's an interesting question, Max. And as for my question, I think it's a question. This is, I think, probably the one that everyone is thinking, at least if you're a Kansas City fan, is that when is it going to be Mahomes' time? You know,
I was going to ask you that later, but I
because here's the thing, you don't trade up and draft a quarterback in the first half of the first round to let him take a year off, really. And by that I mean like. What I should have said is you don't do that if you don't plan on having him being the guy soon. And if you're Alex Smith, you're like, oh, well, I thought I was the guy, but that kind of sucks. Like, that's going to be a distraction for him. That has to be. Like, he's only human. And, like, people will say, oh, it's like an Aaron Rodgers type situation. No, Aaron Rodgers fell to 24, and the Packers drafted him there. They didn't trade up for him. And so, they didn't trade up to the first round for him. So the situation isn't the same. And, you know, I think that they realize that there's a ceiling that that Alex Smith sets for them, and that they're hoping that Mahomes' ceiling is higher. And I think it is. If Andy Reid can, you know, do right by Mahomes, and Mahomes can show that he's developing. I mean, and he looked good in his preseason debut. He had a big yardage gain called back. It was a 46-yard reception on his first pass, but it was called back because of holding. And he threw a touchdown that he probably shouldn't have thrown because I think the guy was in double coverage. But hey, you know, as long as it ends up in tutties for your team, then I guess it won't really matter. But I mean, he looks good. He looks like he's got everything he did back at Tech, but maybe a little bit more refined. But yeah,
Mason, I'm surprised you haven't referred to him by his.
Well, I was gonna get there. I was like, how much longer are we gonna have Alex Smith, and then. At what time will Kansas City officially become this official city of the Patty Melt?
Love that.
So, I mean, it's known for its barbecue, but hopefully soon it'll be known for its Patty Melt. Patty Melt Mahomes, baby.
So,
on third down.
So, what are your thoughts? Do you think Mahomes will start this year at any point, or do you think, or what do you think?
So, Mahomes went 7-for-9 with 49 yards and 1.
It is preseason, though.
So, it is preseason, but...
no, it's better than throwing 5 picks in practice, like a la Blake Bortles.
Yes. The Squirtles. That's tough. Like, as you said, you did trade up to get... but is he ready? You don't want to rush him in too early, but as we all know, Andy Reid is one of the best... in the league and finding his guy at quarterback and making them into one of those prolific passers in the league, a la Donovan Mayne. But I think it's hard to throw a guy, especially into this situation where I feel like they don't have the guy on offense. Like, yeah, they have Tyreek Hill.
They have some, yeah. There. And of course, but Travis Kelce.
They're good, yeah. And Travis Kelce, but like Travis Kelce is an elite tight end, but I don't think that great wide receiver really help him out in terms of being that guy to bail him out as a guy to go to.
Well,
so I think that they should let him up because I think his long term success is more important than 1 year of maybe. They upgrade to Alex Smith, which Alex Smith isn't horrible.
No, he's not bad by any means. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't. But at the same time, he can't he can't push the ball downfield, and you got to be able to do that in the modern NFL. But here's the thing, Max. How do you develop a starting quarterback? By getting him reps.
You let them
by getting
blood.
Him reps, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can't get reps if they're all going to Alex Smith. Just in today's NFL, developing a quarterback doesn't really work. I mean – yes, Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. I still think we would have gotten this version of Aaron Rodgers, maybe a little less not as good because, you know, experience. But I think that's who he was coming out of college, essentially. And I do – yes, I think there is a difference between taking your time and developing. I think – honestly, my guess is I think there's going to be a point where they're going to be – I think they're going to be 6-7. And I think they're going to – I think they're going to have – okay, sorry. I think they'll have a losing record at some point midway through the season. Then I think they'll be like, okay, it's Mahomes' time. Or Alex Smith gets hurt. And that would be so tragic if he loses his job like he lost it in San Francisco to Kaepernick but to Mahomes this time just by getting a concussion and then Mahomes comes in and just lights it, like, you know, lights it up.
Sets the world on fire.
So, yeah, if I had to guess, Max, my guess would be Patrick Mahomes will be the starting quarterback week 11.
Okay. I'm gonna double down on me starter week 5.
Oh my god, that'd be so sexy. Not that I have anything against Alex Smith, but
I'm gonna think we're gonna start the season 1-4. And I don't know when their bye week is, but I think and then Patty Melt Mahomes is just gonna come back and lead to a 9-7
record.
Seven record, yeah.
I mean, that would be dreamy because, you know me, Mr. Big 12 homer over here. And I loved watching Mahomes play. He was always a baller, and it would suck because his team's defense was literally just like plastic, like a piece of plastic bag.
Not even.
Yeah, just like a
middle school
defense.
Like a plastic
bag floating through the wind, waiting to start again. There's your quota for Katy Perry for the day. But yeah, I mean, he's such a baller. And I want him to do well, and I hope he does do well. As long as Andy Reid's there, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about him. He's got a lot of the physical upside, and he's just so athletic. If he can just learn to slide and then just not throw down throws, then I think he'll be great for the Chiefs. So, yeah, I mean, if he's starting Week 5 and they rally, kind of like how they were 0-6 they were like 0-6 two seasons ago, and they rattled off. They were 0-5 and they rattled off 11 straight wins. So if that happens, something like that happens, I'm so down. Because that's always fun to watch a team rally. So now let's move on to our next team. Probably we've talked about this team a little bit, but we consider this team a top 3 team in the AFC. And this team's going to be very special next year because it is, I think it's, is it their last year in their city? Let me check real quick. But Max, let's talk about the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, so the still kind of Oakland Raiders.
The for now Oakland Raiders, yes.
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 TBD. So for the Oakland Raiders, my question is, they have arguably a top five defensive player in Khalil Mack. I don't know. What would you rank him?
If there is one defensive player that I think he's probably the most viable defensive player in the entire NFL. And by valuable, I mean, if I'm having to choose one defensive player in the entire NFL, he's probably number one. Him and Von Miller are probably up there. Because I think the top three defensive player, like, I still think that J.J. Watt, and this is going to sound weird to say, I still think J.J. Watt's the most valuable player in football. I'm not most valuable, I'm sorry. I still think J.J. Watt is the best player in football. I mean, you just look at his sacks over, I think, 5 seasons, and he had 69 nice sacks in 5 or 4 seasons. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the math, but he's like ridiculous. But with the back surgery and his age, not saying he won't be a beast because I bet he still will be, but with Khalil Mack's age and production, I think he's easily the one player that everyone would pick on defense to have.
So you have him. You could argue the best defensive, most valuable defensive player right in football. Here are some of their stats for last year. 20th in points for, 26th in yards, 24th in passing yards. They were last in yard passing attempt, or pass completed. And they were 25th in rushes, or yards per rush. So who else do they have as a playmaker on defense? Because Khalil Mack can only do so much. Yeah, then Nelson, he's pretty good. But,
yeah.
Who else?
Who else is there going to be, or who else literally is there? Like, there's Bruce Irvin, there's Alden Smith and Shalik Calhoun.
How much are they really doing?
Can I just say my question, because our questions seem to be pretty similar. Mine is who is going to take the step up on the defense, But the real question should be, is the front seven going to take it this next step? Because that's what they need. Because as valuable as Khalil Mack is and how important rushing the quarterback is, he can't defend the run. He can't put his hands up when they're trying to pass up the middle. He can't – or to other, his other side. Like, they need – like, obviously everybody would want this player, but probably the third most valuable defensive player, or, you know, I think he's the second best defensive player, is Aaron Donald, because he's the guy that can get pressure on the interior, get his hands up. Like, he's not on the blind side of the quarterback, so the quarterback can see him, but it's still so important, is that they need someone on the front seven to take that next step. They need the front seven in total to really take a step up so that their secondary can be more lax and have less pressure on it, because, you know, that's like they were, while they were a young-ish defense, they added Gary and Conley, the cornerback out of Ohio State.
He's going to be great.
Yeah, if he is proven innocent, which...
He was. He was clearly charged. Okay,
which, because I was going to say, like, there's no NFL team in their right mind that if there wasn't a shadow of the doubt of a doubt he would be good to go by week one, that they would pick him in the top pick, in the first round. So that's my big question, is, like, they have to. Like, if they want to win a Super Bowl, they're going to need their front seven to... take the next step, because the offense, all the pieces are there. You have essentially two number one receivers in Crabtree and Amari Cooper. Derek Carr was playing at an MVP caliber level last year. Jack Del Rio is a great coach. He's a great motivator. I love him. I loved what he did with the Broncos when he was the interim coach. And of course, Max, we'd be reminiscent if we didn't talk about probably our favorite player on this team. Max, who's back?
The
Beast Mode is back, baby. Skittles. Oh, I'm so ready for him to just down Skittles in a black and silver jersey. Oh, I'm so ready for it.
Oof.
He's one of my favorite people, Max. Like, he's just... like, the NFL...
Mason, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
My favorite quote of the offseason was Marshawn Lynch saying, "I might have the whole city riding into the games with me." And I'm just picturing Marshawn on his bicycle riding down just an avenue, the main avenue in Oakland, and just the entire city is behind him marching, like in that one scene from Hot Rod.
Just recreate
exactly,
Rocky.
Yes. Oh, I'm so ready, Max. I'm so ready for it. I don't think he's going to be the guy that he was, but, I mean, it's still going to be – it's so fun to watch Beast Mode play.
Still Marshawn. He should be – I think he's still the average top 15.
Maybe. I mean, you take a year off of football, that – I mean, that's
– He's apparently looked as good as he – people – he looks as – like, he didn't take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I hope he's as good as he was, but I'm not sure if he will be. But at the same time, as long as we get Beast Mode on the gridiron, I'm cool with it. But yeah, I mean, the defense is their problem. Not, I mean, yeah, it's what they need to fix.
Apparently their third round pick is Eddie Vanderdoes has really good, and he might already be slotted in as one of their starting defensive tackles. Cool. So he should be a difference maker. And their second round pick, Obi-Wan Kenobi, he was, like, late in the draft, so he flew up boards, and he should be their starting safety eventually. So I think that they did good in the draft, filled these holes, so if that panned
out. With Obi from UConn, he did really well in the Spark testing, which is, like, just the how much of an athlete essentially are you. I wasn't huge on him in coverage. He did not look great in coverage. He got blown by a couple times that I wasn't huge on, which I feel like, yeah, they got a big physical guy, and maybe that'll work. Like, this reminds me of, like, the Al Davis philosophy of drafting. The most important thing to Al Davis was the 40-yard dash. And if you were fast, you were essentially a first-rounder to him. So I think he's a good athlete. I'm still not sure. But Reggie Nelson, Carl Joseph, and Obi, I'm going to try say his last name, Melifonwu. Wouldn't be – give it 3 years, could be a really, really good, safety unit. We'll see. Again, we'll see. Offensive lineman is holding out right now. Hopefully they'll get that figured out, because that offensive line is probably it's in the top five for sure. And then the guy I'm really hoping will do well. Markell Lee. I think he's a very sneaky pick for defensive rookie of the year. Depending if he gets playing time, I should emphasize, because inside linebacker was their biggest weakness last year, and that's what they really need to step up. I was hoping they'd get Hassan Reddick, but the Cardinals got him because I think he went in this. He was their first round pick, first or second round pick. I forgot. I think it was their first. Yeah, that's first right. Round. That's right. Yeah. Buda Baker, I think, was their second. And so I think Markell Lee, he's a baller. He's just knows how to fly to the ball. So I'm thinking that he's going to really help out early on if he gets playing time, I should say. So expect big things from him. That's pretty much what I'm expecting from the Oakland Raiders, is for that young guy to really help out in a big way.
Well, hopefully they could really use it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so now, Max, let's talk about Peyton Manning's former team, and by that I don't mean the Indianapolis Colts. Max, let's talk about the John Elway-led, the orange and blue crush, the Denver Broncos, Max. Let's talk about the people that are a mile high right now. Max, what's your question?
So my question is, for the Denver Broncos, how are they going to improve their line play on both sides of the wall? So their offense by Pro Football Focus was ranked the 24th O-line going into this year, which is a slight upgrade over the past year. So they were 27th. They lost Russell Okung to free agency, but they did add Ronald Leary, who should be a solid addition. Then they drafted Gills in the first round, who should immediately slot their left tackle. Their right tackle was whoever it was, because they switched back and forth between two guys. It was literally the worst offensive lineman in the league, which is very bad. And then on defensive line, they have a great defensive unit. They have the best, you could say, in the league, but their rushing defense is very bad. They were 28th in yards given up, 18th in touched given up, and 18th in her attempt for a rushing attempt. They're below in every rush, which they got DeMarcus Walker in the draft, but outside they really haven't made any improvements. So I really feel like for this team to take the next step, which they were third in their division last year, they really need to improve this facet of the ball, because they really don't have great quarterback play once Peyton Manning left. And then having your quarterbacks be sacked 40 times, which would be tied to fifth most.
Is that good? Is that good, Max?
That's okay. Very bad. Which, when you have Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch as your quarterbacks, you need to give them as much time as they can to be able to go to their playmakers. And they didn't do that last year. So line play is a big must.
Yeah, I think the addition of Ronald Leary will help. I think they added one more guy, and I'm forgetting who it is. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's going to make me mad. I'll come back to it. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing, is that I don't know if that offense is going to be any better next year. I mean, yes, they added Ronald Leary and another lineman. And then they did draft Bowles, who, by the way, just look up his haircut. Just Google. Yes, it's hilarious. But I don't think that offense is guaranteed to be better next year. Yes, they might have a better line. I don't know how. Like, I'm the number one fan of Paxton Lynch and his mustache, but if he can't beat out Trevor Siemian in camp, then man, I don't know if he's. Yeah, that's really I don't bad. Know if he's going to be able to make it.
And they don't have a feature back in my.
They did get Jamal Charles, and we'll see what happens with that. I mean,
with half.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just again, we'll see what happens with that. But we need, I mean, well, they need they need better quarterback play. And yes, that will happen. Hopefully, if you aren't sacked 100 times in a season, but yeah, I don't think there's a guarantee that it's gonna be better, and so that's kind of concerning. I mean, like, you have Von Miller, you have Chris Harris, who's arguably the best corner in the league. You have Aqib Talib, who grew up right down the street from me, shout out. And you have Shane Ray, who's great. DeMarcus Walker, I'm very hyped for. I think he's gonna be good. I think he will help out with that rush defense. He was a beast at Florida State, man.
Florida State.
But my big question, Max, is who's the quarterback? Like, here's the thing. It's kind of
Uncle Rico.
I wish. Who's the quarterback? Like, honestly, I won't be too shocked if we see Chad Kelly starting week 12.
Chad.
Which, good old Chad Kelly.
Shout out to Mia Khalifa.
Oh my god, that's hilarious, hilarious DMs. But
hopefully he slides in the end zone like he slides into a DM.
Well, so not at all.
Oh yeah, well, no.
But probably. Like, who's gonna be the quarterback? Like, yes, Trevor Siemian is gonna be the starter most likely, but no one really believes in him as a sustainable guy. It's so funny because I watched one game, and it was the game he played the Bengals, and he looked really good, and I was like, holy crap, he might be the truth. And then the next game, I think he threw three picks. But also, your name is Trevor Siemian. You can't be an NFL starting quarterback if your name is Trevor Siemian. I'm sorry.
You need at least a 60-degree name. That's only like a 50-degree.
Here is the thing, and this is going to sound really dumb and really weird, but like, you just know. Like, you just have – okay, Dak Prescott might be the exception because his name is Dak, and I was like, what the heck? Like, his real name's Dakota, but still. But just – your name's Trevor Siemian, and that just seems like – no. I don't know. Like, you get Peyton Manning. That's a name. Tom Brady. That's a name. Aaron Rodgers. That's a name. Phillip Rivers. Oh, like, okay, that one works. Drew Brees. Oh, okay, that's really good too. Cam Newton. That works. Matt Ryan. That one works. Jameis Winston, that one works. Marcus Mariota, that one is still debatable. Andrew Luck, great.
Mason.
And then Trevor Siemian.
Mason.
Yes.
Mason. You know more rings than Dak Prescott, though? Trevor Siemian.
Does he? Was he drafted? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, sorry, I should say, well, I mean, no, I said starting quarterback, so F.
You mean sole Super Bowl champion.
You know who also, you know, also has a ring, and I think actually he might have two rings? Chase Daniel. Get at me, bro.
I love
it's,
Chase. He's a great guy.
It needs to be Chase Daniel's time in Philly. I'm sorry.
I'm a big Chase
I think
Daniel.
Everybody's a Bigger Chase Daniel fan. I think everybody loves Chase Daniel, but I think it's because he's never.
That sounds like a great line for a TV show.
But I feel like nobody has seen him play. That's why everyone loves him. But. Yeah, I mean, just who's going to be the quarterback, man? Like, I think they just need to have a solid answer, and I feel bad because I want Paxton Lynch to be it, but Trevor Siemian's worked his butt off as a seventh-round pick to just make the roster alone, so we'll see. I mean, honestly, I would not be shocked, Max, if they traded up next in this next draft to draft Sam Goat Darnold or the Rosen one.
Or the magician.
Who are you?
Trace McSorley. He's not going out this year.
If they needed someone to run around and just throw it deep, I think they would just sign Mark Sanchez. Oh, wait, they already did, and then cut him. Good times.
Oh, man.
Good times. So, yeah, that's really our question. Like, we both agree. The defense, outside of just getting stopping the run, is very solid, and then just the offense is kind of the question mark. Like, it's so weird to have a team that doesn't know its offensive identity, which is what, three, four years removed from having the best offensive season in history with Peyton Manning.
Yes.
So now let's move to our last team, maybe one of the most unfortunate teams in all of NFL history, and it just seems every day something bad happens to this team, but. Max, let's talk about the not San Diego, but the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, I already
did. I know. I need to like rinse my mouth out. I feel so bad.
So before we get into our questions, I have a great memory of the Chargers that my good friend Gabe, who is from the great city of San Diego, State.
San Diego.
San Diego, but he for every Penn State football game, he would bring to the game one of those signs you can like. Like it's like kind of like foldable, but like there's like you can like pull it and like reveals a sign. You know what I'm talking about? So he always bring a sign, Arriba Los Chargers. It was just great because it's like you're in Penn State kid. He has Arriba Los Chargers, and that's whenever I think of the Chargers, that's the first thing I think of. But so
Arriba Los Chargers. What does that even mean?
Go Chargers.
Why wouldn't he just do Va Chargers?
I don't know, man. I don't speak Spanish.
Okay. Well, so Max, what's your that was a rabbit hole, Max. What's your question for Los Chargers?
So my answer, my question for the Chargers, it's kind of a loaded question because they kind of already answered it, but can they stay healthy? Which the answer is no, because Forrest Lamp is here, who was already supposed to be on their already horrible
that
offensive line.
That breaks my heart, man. And they needed that.
Last year, the 8 players start every single game of the season. And one of them was Phillip Rivers, bless his soul. But I don't – that's bad. And Mike Williams, they almost lost him for the year, which I don't know what's up with him. He still
may be hurt. He may be back in October. That's what I heard, maybe.
That's – and then, like, Keenan Allen, the wind blows, and he's, like, out for the year. So yeah. He's really good when he's on the field. He's just never on the field.
Yeah. I mean, here, let me just I feel like every week something bad happens. So Mike Williams is looking like he has to have back surgery, which would potentially put him out for the whole season, or he might wait till come back in October. We'll see. Forrest Lamp, God bless his soul, tore his ACL and is out for the season. That sucks. And then now they might have another guy out for the season with middle linebacker Denzel Perryman. Yeah, the lead. No, this was.
What are they feeding them in Los Angeles?
What aren't they feeding him? Like that's horrible, man. Like that breaks my heart.
Get them some.
Like I think the demon that was haunting them in San Diego went up the highway to Los Angeles to just continue to haunt them. But you know that's tragic. So your question is, will they stay healthy, Max? I mean, I think we're already getting questions like, yeah. It's scary. Like I'm a
very good team if the guys they bring into camp to start are the ones that actually
like
start
here's
the games.
Thing.
But that is
if everyone's not... healthy, they could win the division, which is crazy considering they were last place in their division last year. But they could win their division if everyone is healthy. Like Joey Bosa is a top 5
the
pass
goat.
Rusher in his rookie year. He's amazing. You know, Jason Verrett is essentially like Nightcrawler when he's healthy. Cameron Hayward led the league in interceptions last year. He's a beast. It's a great signing. And then, like, they've got some good pieces. And, like, that is my question, is can the defense walk the walk as long as talking the talk? Like, they can talk the talk, now can they walk the walk? We know that they're good on paper. They were good last year. Can they continue that? Can they be good this year? If a Phillip Rivers led offense will be fine, no matter what, it will be fine. Even if the offensive line is just a wooden fence, you know, they will find a way to stay in games.
That's a little nice. They're like a.
Yeah, there you go. They're like it's like a. You know Ed, Edd n Eddy. Remember the show Ed, Edd n Eddy? Remember Plank, the character Plank.
Yeah,
it's like somebody put just 5 versions of Plank just in front of Phillip Rivers, and he asked,
"Yo, Plank first ballot Hall of Famer. Don't talk shit about Plank, man.
I'm sorry. Whatever. Please forgive me. but yeah, I mean they're gonna be fine. But can the defense stop the other offenses? I mean you're gonna have to deal with an Oakland offense. You're gonna have to deal with maybe a Kansas City." Offense that does a lot of dinking and dunking, but you know their schedule's not easy. It's never easy because they have to go to they have to go to Oakland, they have to go to Kansas City, they have to go to Denver, and you know man, it's tough because being in a new city, being in that MLS stadium, it's gonna be a distraction. Even if they say it won't be, it will be, at least just the first season. So you know I'm a little skeptical. But in my opinion, I think the defense will take the next step. I think that they are going to. I think they're going to get a full season of Jason Verrett. Hopefully they'll get a full season of Joey Bosa, who isn't going to be injured for the first 5 or 6 games. And Joey Bosa is the kind of player that he can single-handedly turn the momentum of a game, just with like 1 sack or 1 strip sack. So, yeah, I think I don't know if they'll win the division, especially with Forrest Lamp. I mean, I'm not going to count them out because of one player that's not the quarterback, but We'll see. I would like to see Mike Williams on the field because I really want to see Phillip Rivers with a legitimate wide receiver.
That'd be great because he makes something out of nothing. Like he makes some of the most mediocre wide receivers look halfway decent. And I think he's one, like, other than maybe, like, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I think he's one of the only guys in the league who can make everyone around better.
Yeah, I agree.
Like he turned Tyrell Williams into a 1,000-yard receiver.
Who? Exactly.
Yeah. Like exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems to be one disaster after another for the Chargers. But hey, you know, we'll see what actually happens come game time. So, yeah, that's all four of the teams in the AFC West. Max, is there anything that we missed that you wanted to talk about, or are we good?
Nope. That's all I had. So next week or next time we will be covering the NFC.
Yes, sir.
So look forward to that.
And real quick, Max, I do have something to say. It's totally not related to football at all. Last week, I went to McDonald's, and I tried their spicy mac sauce, and it's amazing. You guys should check it out. I know this is free advertisement.
They still don't have Szechuan sauce, though. They still don't have the Szechuan sauce, man. Szechuan
sauce,
man.
What is that?
Rick and Morty.
Max, I don't.
Szechuan sauce, man. There's a promotion in, like, 98 for Mulan. They had it like 3 weeks. Apparently, it's like the best thing ever.
Oh well, yeah. But anyways, definitely check out that spicy mac sauce.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you liked what you heard here, make sure to go give us a like and follow on Twitter and at Pressing Cover. Make sure to go follow us on Facebook, at sharing out and following this podcast. And finally, if you do like our content, go check out the main site, pressingcoverage.com.
Peace! Sweet Caroline.